Queer.
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 Radio.
Live on the line from a time in the future, because it's 10 past 10 where he is, but it's 10 past 9 where we are. Jack Caldwell, welcome back to Queer Radio.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
So you'd have thought you could just sneak into Brisbane and not tell us. That's that's what happened, wasn't it?
Well, here we are. I mean, I did ask specifically to make sure that I could touch base with you all, and my wish has been granted, and here we are on the radio
having another chat. So you're going to be in Brisbane on Friday night over at West End at the Milk Factory.
Yep.
You've never played in Brisbane before, that's correct. Is that right?
Not as myself. So I did... excuse me, I have been on a holiday to Brisbane when I was younger, and I have played in Brisbane with Sarah Blasco when I was the main support.
Oh, that's right, you were
Tivoli.
Mm.
It's the Tivoli, isn't it?
You are so correct.
I am correct.
We excellent. Give you points
and
for that.
So I've been on a family holiday to Brisbane, and I have been on a holiday with Sarah Blasco to open for her at the Tivoli, and now I'm coming up.
Headlining. Headliner. Headlining.
Headlining. Headlining. Headlining. That's all correct. All of the above.
All of the above. And we are stop number two on the tour, so that's lovely. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. I've been... Melbourne was the first leg of the tour, and I've been doing some recording down here. I'm still in the lovely state of Victoria. And I'll be joining Ella Hooper tomorrow night for her Rolling Stone show. And then I get up at the crack of dawn on Friday and fly back in time to do the Brisbane show.
There you go. And hopefully we will be there. So
Fingers crossed, I would love to see you there.
It's like, when I got the email, it's just like, sneak in and just sneak out and go, sorry, I forgot to tell you that I was being there. But the reason you're touring is not so much a new EP, but it's a reworked EP. You're calling it Remakes Tour. Give us some background behind that, please, Jack.
Well, some listeners are probably familiar with my work, but for those who don't know, I released an EP last year called Only When Flooded Could I Let Go. And I was just really amazed with the response to the EP, in particular a song of mine called Don't Cry Those Tears, which a lot of people have reached out to tell me that they really enjoyed. And then what I've released recently is, as you mentioned, it's a remix EP, which is where I got six just really fantastic and cutting-edge producers to do remixes of my work. But rather than them be remixes in the traditional dance remix sense, they're sort of like art... I don't know if you would call them art pieces, but they're very much their own character and their own tracks. And I've worked with some really amazing people, everybody from Rolly Porter, Ash Kutcher, Helt, Finez, who is he's worked with everybody from the Nine Inch Nails to Anoni, and Australia's own Marcus Whale,
and Rabbit
as well. Yes,
which Rabbit's work on Coat, which was your probably last single, which had that fantastic video with Claudia Carvin drowning you in a very cold stream.
Well, Rabbit's remake sounds almost unrecognizable
exactly the
original, which I find really exciting. I mean, Rabbit is such an amazing queer producer. He's been working with Björk on her last album, and you know, if Rabbit is good enough for Björk, then I'm more than chuffed to have Rabbit working on front of
I think you're
music.
On safe ground there, Jack. I mean, you and Björk,
I think
that's
so.
Pretty good. You mentioned that you were working with Finez, and the interesting connection there, you brought up Anoni. Now, when I listened to this EP, I was going, I am really hearing a lot of the work that Anoni has done with their album this year, Hopelessness. Are you consciously, unconsciously, somewhat affected the, because the vocal styling and work that, that's been put together for the EP, which is called When the World Explodes, has an Anoni touch or flavour to it.
I think to best answer that, because I don't actually have an input with the way that the remakes are created, and in my directions with the producers, I just wanted them to be as open-ended as possible and to let their creativity take them where it should ever allow them to go. And I think that Anoni has certainly led the way this year with her amazing record, and certainly with a lot of the amazing sounds on that, you know, 102.6 Never worked on that record and has done a lot of production work for some of the other cutting edge albums that have come out this year. And I think that the producers that have worked on some of the remakes have sort of been caught up in a bit of a zeitgeist of the sound at the moment. So I think that that's possibly where the reflection has come from. So it's not directed by me as such, but I would say that it's a I wouldn't call it a trendy sound, but it's the sound of the underground,
and it's a sound
of marginalized people.
Liam, who's hosting our show tonight, Liam makes music under the name of the Polish Post Office, and Liam is doing his first car park gig for us at Triple Z Saturday week. Liam's work is, I really love what Liam does with mixing sound and create, as you said, it's not a trendy sound, but it's a very now sound. Liam, the sort of stuff that remixers do, as a producer and a maker yourself, what are you guided by?
In making music generally, making sounds. I don't know. I think I just sort of try to hang on to the evocation, like the emotion rather, that arises from the sound, really. I find some melodic phrase or a particular timbre and then just latch onto that and try to develop past that.
Because it's interesting, Jack, you were saying, as you have no input to what the remixers have done with your work, but I'm hearing this connection to Anoni and that sound, obviously Björk in there as well because of Rabbit working with her. But it's that it's that sound. I was like, why I brought Liam into that conversation, said it's the evocation that comes from it. So I think there's something in the lyrics that you're writing, Jack, and the way you're presenting them is connecting on a plane with the work of Anoni. That's my take.
I think that there's definitely something to be said for that as an othered artist. I definitely think that there are lyrical similarities between our work. But I guess I would also be really quick to say that I think that Anoni is writing lyrically from probably a higher place.
Yeah.
And that's not to discredit my work or to be down on myself about what I do, but I just would like to acknowledge that I think that Anoni is writing about really broad and difficult topics, and I think that that I just have a long way to go in that respect, and I just would like to acknowledge that, I suppose, while we bring up Anoni as an artist.
Jack, it's been great having this conversation with you tonight. We brought you in out of the back of the brand new Years and Years single Meteorite. Ollie Alexander has been really forthright in saying openly gay male singers need to be singing about their sexuality. There shouldn't need to be any cover about it. It's got to be boy on boy. It's got to be man love. It's got to be all that sort of stuff. And I know Troye Sivan has certainly dealt with that on his last release, Blue Neighborhood. Where are you coming from? I know when we spoke earlier about this, you felt that there was, this could be a movement four male singers to go with. What's your opinion on being very open about your sexuality in lyrics and song?
Well, I think that being described as like an openly gay artist or a really open artist is kind of a bit of a double-edged sword in lots of ways, to be honest. I mean, when I talk about my romantic relationships lyrically, I've never really questioned the need to shelter the gender in my lyrics, and I've grown up writing songs, and I've always made demos and recorded them and shown people my work, and I've never felt ashamed to admit my feelings for a person of the same gender in my lyrics. And it's not really something I think about much, because it doesn't appear as an issue to me. Like, it's not something that I feel I have to overcome as an artist or to hide, or that I'm making even a great breakthrough in including those lyrics in my work. I mean, they're out there, and I've never tried to hide my sexuality. I think the reason why I describe it as a double-edged sword is because I think that on one hand, there's obviously nothing really shameful or different about being gay or a queer artist or identifying that you like, somebody of the same gender. And therefore, I think that when you get pigeonholed as an artist, it can kind of say that your work is only for a certain group of people, or it will only be appreciated by that certain group of people. And I think that as somebody who creates work, that can be a bit of a difficult challenge to face sometimes. And often journalists or the media is really quick to talk about your sexuality first rather than your work. At the same time, I do really appreciate that as a young gay person, I was really drawn to artists that identified with me in similar ways. It's probably no secret that I really loved the music of Patrick Wolf and Owen Pallett and Rufus Wainwright, to name a few, and I did identify with that music because I was familiar with their sexuality. I just think that we're at a really tricky, well, we're not at a tricky time, we're actually at a brilliant time where these sorts of conversations are being had. And I suppose I look towards a future where these sorts of issues around, can we, you know, using the same gendered line in a lyric isn't a news piece or a revelation. It just becomes something that is accepted. And until that time comes about, I just hope that I, you know, can continue to produce work that I think is true and produce work that I think is meaningful about myself and about any political issues or personal issues that I might face, whether that be with my sexuality or with certain politics or personal relationships.
Jack, thanks so much for making it really clear through not just what you've said then, which was so important, but the music that you're creating. The EP, When the World Explodes, is out and available now and is well worth your time to listen and hear how an artist's work can be changed and still have the credibility to it through great remixes like Health, Finez, Ashkushka, Rabbit, Marcus Whale and Rolly Porter. And you can see this young man live in the flesh with a full band. I mean, you're not just coming up here with you and an acoustic guitar. It's you and the band.
I'm coming up with the full band. There'll be a guitar, bass guitar, violin, and I play piano or synth while I perform. We'll also have some amazing artists coming up with me as well. We have Miles Brown, who is a Melbourne theremin artist.
And he plays in the Night Terrors, yeah?
Yeah, he does play in the Night Terrors, but he's sort of stepping out on his own and doing some really fantastic solo work. We have two Brisbane locals as well. We have a young queer artist called Death Club 7, that for those familiar, I suppose, with the underground scene in Melbourne, S Club 7 is maybe a little similar to a group down here called Habits that had just have a really big buzz around them, and it's in a similar vein. And we have one of my favourite singer-songwriters originally from Brisbane, Bree de Rome, who is now based in Sydney, and she'll be making the journey back up. And she is just an amazing songwriter. I love her work.
Jack, thank you so much. And thank you so much for giving so much support to local acts. Like, that is really important that you are giving them that opportunity to be heard along with you as well.
Yeah, well, local community and local music is very important. That's where it all, starts.
So that's Friday night, the 7th of October at...
Friday night.
Yeah, 7th of October, Milk Factory. Yeah, over at West End. I'm going to be there. That'll surprise a hell of a lot of people.
I'm looking forward to meeting you.
And likewise...
And I hope that some others can come along as well.
I'm going to definitely try and see who I can drag along out of this team. As well as a few others. And a few others.
Liam,
I
hope to see you there.
I hope to come along too.
Liam's already coming. Liam's Absolutely. Coming.